Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Is This Normal? Judgment-Free Straight Talk About Your Body is a popular health guide by Jolene Brighton, a naturopathic physician whose public work focuses on hormones, reproductive health, and sexual well-being. Written for women and other people who have questions about reproductive anatomy and physiology, the book addresses concerns that are often minimized, poorly explained, or difficult to raise in a clinical appointment. Its scope includes menstrual symptoms, hormonal concerns, fertility, postpartum changes, libido, acne, vaginal discharge, and orgasm. Brighton combines accessible health education with a patient advocacy perspective. The central task is not to declare every symptom harmless or to diagnose readers remotely, but to help them recognize patterns worth discussing with qualified clinicians. The book also places individual uncertainty in a broader context of uneven sexual health education and constrained medical conversations. Its genre is practical consumer health writing, shaped by the author's clinical and educational perspective. The intended result is greater bodily literacies, more precise questions, and a clearer sense of when persistent, severe, or disruptive symptoms deserve evaluation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the central question turns embarrassment into a health assessment tool. The book is organized around a question many patients ask only after prolonged uncertainty whether a bodily experience is normal. Brighton treats that question as clinically and emotionally significant rather than trivial. Menstrual pain, shifting moods and discharge, low desire, acne, and fertility worries can be difficult to interpret because some variation is expected while some patterns may warrant attention. A useful health guide, therefore, cannot offer a single universal baseline. It must distinguish ordinary variation from signals such as intensity, persistence, sudden change, functional disruption, or symptoms that recur in a recognizable pattern. This framing gives readers a practical way to observe their experiences without assuming that every discomfort indicates disease. It also resists the opposite error of accepting severe suffering as inevitable because it is common or associated with menstruation, pregnancy, or aging. The judgment-free approach matters because shame can reduce disclosure and delay care, especially for sexual and pelvic concerns. By putting unasked questions directly on the page, the book makes vocabulary and observation part of health literacy. Readers are encouraged to describe what they experience more concretely, consider context, and seek individualized assessment when a concern is persistent or consequential. The emphasis is on informed attention rather than self-diagnosis. Secondly, menstrual symptoms are examined as patterns rather than inconveniences. Menstrual health is a major entry point for the book because cycles often provide visible information about changes in the body. Brighton addresses common concerns involving period pain, bleeding, cycle changes, and mood symptoms, while challenging the tendency to dismiss them automatically. The practical implication is not that every difficult period has one explanation. Menstrual experiences can vary among individuals and across life stages, and interpretation depends on severity, timing, associated symptoms, medications, and medical history. Instead, the book encourages readers to move beyond vague statements that a period feels bad, tracking when symptoms occur, how long they last, how intense they become, and how they affect work, sleep, relationships, or daily activity. Can make a medical conversation more productive. This pattern-based approach also illustrates a larger principle in consumer health education: symptoms are more informative when placed in context. A recurring cycle-related concern may deserve a different discussion from a new, abrupt, or progressively worsening symptom. The book's value lies in validating that pain and disruption should be discussed, while preserving the distinction between educational guidance and personalized diagnosis. Its focus on menstrual questions also responds to a long-standing gap in health education, where people may know that periods occur, but receive little help interpreting what changes, discomforts, and limits should not simply be endured. Thirdly, hormone discussions connect symptoms to context without reducing everything to hormones. Hormones are a prominent subject because readers frequently use hormonal imbalance as a catch-all explanation for changes in mood, skin, cycles, energy, libido, or fertility. Brighton's professional identity as a naturopathic endocrinologist informs the book's attention to this area and to the importance of looking for contributing causes rather than treating a symptom in isolation. At the same time, the consumer health challenge is that many symptoms attributed to hormones are nonspecific. A clear guide must help readers ask better questions without implying that a single label explains every experience. The book therefore positions bodily changes within broader reproductive and health contexts, including menstrual cycles, contraception, postpartum changes, and sexual well-being. Its educational function is to make the relationship between symptoms and physiology more intelligible to non-specialists. This can improve the quality of a clinician visit rather than arriving only with a broad claim of feeling off. A reader can identify onset, pattern, relevant life events, medication use, and practical effects. The root cause language is appealing because it rejects a purely dismissive response to recurring symptoms, yet it is most useful when paired with appropriate clinical evaluation. Since different conditions can produce similar complaints, the book's distinctive contribution is its effort to translate hormone-focused concerns into informed observation and patient questions, not merely into a list of wellness labels or quick fixes. Fourthly, contraception is discussed as an informed consent and follow-up issue. Brighton is known for writing about the far-reaching effects of oral contraceptives, and this book includes contraception within its wider discussion of hormone and reproductive health. The important analytical feature is its attention to informed decision-making. Hormonal contraception can be used for pregnancy prevention and may also be prescribed in relation to cycle symptoms, acne, or other concerns. A reader benefits from understanding that a treatment decision involves goals, expected effects, possible side effects, alternatives, and follow-up rather than a simple choice between good and bad. The book's patient advocacy orientation encourages people to bring questions to prescribers and to notice changes that matter to their quality of life. This is especially relevant when a medication is framed as the automatic solution to a complex symptom pattern. A useful conversation can include what problem is being addressed, what improvement is expected, what changes should be reported, and whether other evaluation is appropriate. The book thereby links contraception to a broader theme of bodily agency. It does not treat readers as passive recipients of medical instructions or assume that one experience represents everyone. This topic also shows why accessible health information needs careful boundaries. General education can help a person prepare for a consultation, but choosing, changing, or stopping a medication should be individualized with a qualified clinician. The book's contribution is to make that consultation more deliberate and better informed. Lastly, sexual well-being and postpartum questions are treated as legitimate health topics. A notable part of the book's scope is its willingness to address intimate concerns that conventional health guides often isolate, soften, or omit. Brighton includes libido, orgasm, vaginal discharge, and postpartum health alongside periods and fertility, reflecting the reality that reproductive health and sexual well-being overlap but are not identical. This breadth is important because readers may assume that a change in desire, discomfort, or vaginal symptoms is either too embarrassing to mention or too personal to count as a health concern. The book counters that assumption by offering plain language discussion and by normalizing the act of asking questions. Its approach recognizes that sexual experience can be shaped by physiology, hormones, stress, relationships, life stage, medication, and personal context. That complexity argues against simplistic expectations about what desire or pleasure should look like. Similarly, postpartum changes can involve substantial physical and emotional adjustment, making clear communication and appropriate support especially relevant. The practical benefit of treating these subjects together is that readers can identify the difference between variation, uncertainty, and a concern that is painful, persistent, distressing, or otherwise worth raising with a clinician. Brighton's training in clinical sexology reinforces the book's inclusive scope, while its overall patient advocacy framework keeps the focus on communication. The result is a health guide that regards sexual and postpartum questions as ordinary subjects for accurate information and respectful care. In conclusion, is this normal? Is best suited to readers who want a broad, accessible reference for questions about periods, hormones, contraception, fertility, postpartum changes, and sexual health. It may be particularly useful for people whose concerns have been brushed aside, who lack medically accurate sexual health education, or who struggle to turn a diffuse sense that something has changed into specific questions for a clinician. Its practical benefit is improved bodily literacy readers are prompted to notice timing, severity, recurrence, an impact on daily life rather than relying only on vague or embarrassing descriptions. That preparation can support more focused conversations with gynecologists, primary care clinicians, sexual health professionals, or other qualified providers. The book should not be used as a substitute for diagnosis or urgent medical care, especially when symptoms are severe, sudden, or worsening. Within the crowded women's health category, its distinction is its unusually wide range of candid subjects, combined with a consistent patient advocacy lens. Many books concentrate narrowly on a diet plan, a single life stage, fertility, or contraception. Brighton instead connects menstrual, hormonal, and sexual questions under the practical problem of deciding what deserves attention and how to ask for it. Her direct, non-shaming tone is central to that positioning. Readers seeking a highly technical medical text or condition-specific treatment protocol may need additional clinical resources, but those seeking an approachable starting point for informed self-observation and better medical dialogue are the book's clearest audience. If you would like to support Jolene Brighton, NMD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.